It's after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon and good Friday, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Well, we do have a Football Friday ready to go at 1 o'clock today. We relaunched that bad boy last week. And this is the second week now that we've done our official Broncos-Patriots preview. So now we're getting reports maybe that we might do another week of Broncos-Patriots preview. Man, how long can we preview Broncos-Patriots game? This should have been Broncos-Dolphins. That's where we should have been, folks. But instead, here we are. The New England Patriots, according to ESPN, moments ago, or well, maybe about an hour ago, have canceled their Friday practice and player interviews after a positive COVID-19 test. So the Titans played on Tuesday. Am I wrong or right on that? The Titans played on Tuesday. They had 23 positive tests 2 weeks ago, and somehow they made it through, and dare I say, it made Derrick Henry stronger. Okay, kidding. Take it easy, everybody. But this is absurd. So the Patriots have canceled practice. It is Friday. Where are all those Broncos haters today? Come on. You have to admit that this is getting a little ridiculous. Like, what is going to happen here, folks? What is the game plan? They're scheduled to host the Broncos on Sunday at 11. Are we going to move? Are we going to have the trifecta for Monday Night Football? My goodness. All NFL games for this week remain on schedule. So here's the thing. This morning I wake up, and I love Adam Schefter. I'm a big Adam Schefter fan, but I will say this. He has got to slow down on these reports. It is nonstop. This guy has COVID. This guy has COVID. No, wait. Actually, nope. It was a false positive. He doesn't have COVID. He does have COVID. He might have COVID. He's thinking about COVID. Those are the reports right now, and it's frustrating because I woke up this morning and I saw the Colts situation, and that's Adam Schefter's early report, and an hour later, it's no, the initial positive COVID-19 test on four people retest negative. Now, I don't get it, all right? I know I am not a doctor. I am not, I'm not what you would call a smart man, okay? But even I read these reports, and what you do is you get every, can we give it a few hours? Especially when we know that there is a history of the false positives or false negatives. So, I mean, that's the thing. Can we take our time here? Because then it suddenly this all just opens up. Everybody's freaking out. So the Colts have now officially reopened their practice facility after four individuals retest for COVID-19, confirmed they were negative, the team announced. The team closed their facility this morning after an initial positive test, but apparently they did it like an hour later and then opened it back up. So there we are. That's the Colts, and we did hear the Falcons. They reopened their facility after a positive test, one day after a positive test. I read a report that Odell Beckham Jr. went home sick yesterday, but it is not COVID-related, and he's going to distance himself from the team. That's what normally happens. That's what happens when you have a sickness, and it's an obvious thing. They tell you to go. Go home. Don't shake hands with anybody. Don't share water bottles. Stay away from the facility. But again, this is the world we live in. We're shutting everything down. Is that the plan? What's the plan for the Broncos-Patriots game? Now, as of right now, all the games are scheduled to go. All games for this week remain on the schedule, a league source told ESPN's Diana Rossini on Friday. Friday's positive test comes one day after quarterback Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore and practice squad defensive tackle Bill Murray. Boy, Bill Murray, famous for his name, obviously, but he's like one of the most famous guys in the NFL now because he tested positive. He's on the practice squad. Practice squad, D tackle, Bill Murray practice for the first time. We would have never, ever, 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 ever heard that report outside of, you know, New England country had it not been for COVID. Maybe for the fact that his name's Bill Murray. Do you think he was actually, like, obviously his last name's Murray. Were they Bill Murray fans, you think? And they're like, yeah, we're going to go Bill Murray on this. Patriots have been scheduled to practice. They were scheduled to practice this afternoon. Players previously said that they've only been inside the facility for weightlifting the past few days, with all the meetings being held virtually. So here's the question. If we can't go again, when do we get to the point where we say, sorry, you give up that game? I don't like that. I don't like just, I mean, how does that work in the betting world? You bet on the Broncos to beat the Patriots. Well, the Patriots don't play, so they're going to just forfeit the game. Do you win money for that? Huh, that's interesting. First Advantage text line 31996. So, I mean, listen, right now, sounds like the game's going to go. I don't know what that's going to mean later tonight. I don't know what that's going to mean tomorrow morning. But as of right now, we believe that game's going to happen. But I could be way off. We're going to catch up with the Coloradoans' Kevin Lytle as well, CSU Rams insider, because it's not just the Patriots that are having issues. How about New Mexico? They have some positive tests, and we're back to wondering just exactly what's going to happen. So Kevin tweeted this out last night, and he and I have been going back and forth this morning that it's not sounding like they're going to have that. That's the first game. That is the first game, and the Mountain West Conference has come out and said, we are not rescheduling games. So if we postpone it, there's no postpone. That's just canceled. So the Rams, game one of eight, is against the Lobos next Saturday. That is a Saturday game. But they shut down their facilities yesterday. And now their season opener is in doubt as COVID cases in New Mexico spike to record highs. So I can't imagine that game happening. Are we going to see the Broncos game happen? We're supposed to have Football Friday. Football Friday doesn't work, guys, if I don't have local football to talk about. If they don't play Sunday and they push it off to another week, that's going to be like 20-some days, right? 24, 25 days? Are you kidding me? Well, they better not complain about a bye week. They might have another one here. How long can I prep for Broncos-Patriots? Do they even have the same players? How do we prep for these games? How do you guys want to talk about these games? Our Power to Play Sports poll question is up. And it's, hey, if Melvin Gordon's a go, which he went home today for he's feeling sick, quote, air quotes, and maybe he is, but he is not COVID. But do they have to shut down the No, okay, I get it. It's more contagious. I understand that. But he went home. He's feeling sick. Is that going to be like their reason for saying, "Hey, we don't want to do that to you. We're just going to say you're sick. You don't play Sunday." Well, all right. Let's assume he does play. That's the Power to Play Sports poll question. Assuming Melvin Gordon plays, who should start at running back for the Broncos on Sunday? Gordon or Lindsey? I mean, to me, it's pretty obvious. You know, the way I look at this, it's got to be Philip Lindsey. And I know I've harped on this, and you guys have been troopers with me on this, but I've had troubles with this Gordon situation since day one, and this week has been a difficult task following this story unfold. The Weld County Swami, I woke up this morning with a positive attitude, got to work, and learned it was a false positive. That's pretty good. I like that. I do. Well, that's the thing. I mean, now we're hearing cancellations, and there's smoke all over the place. Whew. Boy, I'm ready for, it's 12 o'clock, right? When do we start drinking on Friday? Does that start now? Yeah? Okay. Probably an hour ago, probably could have. In fact, I mean, I don't know why today's different than any other day. First Advantage text line 31996. Text KFKA to that number if you're a first-time texter. 31996. Tito's? I'm sure Gordon's suffering. Is it a hangover? Yeah, that's the joke. That's the joke with Gordon, right? Oh, boy. 15 minutes after the hour. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. I was going to talk about a positive story, not a COVID positive story, just a positive story about Nico Medved and Wyoming's new head basketball coach, Jeff Linder, and this rivalry that I think is going to revive kind of a basketball version of the, not the Rocky Mountain Showdown, but the Border War. And I think the same thing goes for Tad Boyle with the Buffs to revive, to continue on with the tradition of the Showdown. But instead, I have some news. I have the Will They or Won't They segment coming up with Kevin Lytle. That's coming up next. This is The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
From UNC, CU, and CSU to the Nuggets, Rockies, and Broncos, The Hull Show is Colorado's sports talk show on 1310 KFKA and 1310KFKA.com. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Matt Ray of America's First News. You're listening to The Hull Show with my guy Brady Hull.
Twenty minutes after the hour, and this song's not really fitting for this guy, because Kevin Lytle, I would never call Kevin bad company. He's great company. Kevin, my friend, from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and our CSU Rams insider, how are you on this Friday, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Brady?
Well, we got a new game we're playing. It's called Will They or Won't They? It kind of sounds like a spin the bottle game, but it's really just about football, and now we got questions about the Broncos. And now suddenly that CSU game one against New Mexico, that is very much in question.
Yeah, it sure is. New Mexico, kind of a combo of things. It's not just the positive tests within a team that is somewhat derailing them. It's the statewide issue as well. So quick rundown is New Mexico, the football team, had 8 positive tests, COVID tests among players and 1 among an assistant coach. This week, I think, is Wednesday. And then kind of shortly thereafter, the state of New Mexico, they have a long list of guidelines, kind of number requirements for teams to be able to participate based on overall numbers within their county. And without running through just a ton of numbers, basically the county the university is in has surpassed, at least in one category, the allowable numbers. So the state has basically shut down New Mexico, University of New Mexico workouts. So it's not just football, basketball, and, you know, other sports. So currently the New Mexico football team isn't practicing, and they don't know for sure when they'll be able to resume. So obviously if you don't practice, you're not going to play. So, you know, it's far from the game being called off or anything. You know, a week, as we know, is a lot of time. A lot of things can change. But the fact that it is a week out and New Mexico isn't practicing certainly raises concerns about whether that game will happen.
Yeah, it really does. And here we go, Kevin. I mean, you and I talked about this earlier. We just, you know, the big question is will the Mountain West, will they actually get through all of their games? It's not necessarily about predicting wins and losses as much as it is predicting whether or not they're going to play these games. And here we are, week one, and you know, very doubtful at this stage, at least on this Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of, I guess, interesting, if you will. CSU's first two games are against probably the two teams and their areas that are kind of struggling the most with coronavirus within the Mountain West, in New Mexico and then Fresno State. Both those areas have been hit really hard. So when the Mountain West schedule came out, I definitely raised an eyebrow saying, oh, you know, those are going to be tough. Fresno State took a really long time to be able to even get practices started. So those two games, just because of their area, I think have been a concern, and we're kind of seeing it live now with some of the issues with New Mexico, like I say, 8 days before kick.
So how does CSU handle this? Are they, because I'm reading reports with the Broncos. The Broncos are being told, hey, business as usual, pretend you're playing on Sunday, and then we'll inform you like 5 seconds before the kickoff. How does CSU handle this? Are they going about business as usual or somewhat usual?
Yeah. Somewhat usual is the best we can all do right now, right?
But,
it's pretty much proceed as if you're playing. They started true game prep on Thursday yesterday, and through the weekend they'll proceed as if playing. And really, you have to do that until you're basically told, no, it's not happening. So they'll continue that way as if that game's happening. Luckily for them, this is a home game, so it's not like they're wondering, you know, are we going to get on a plane and get turned around? You know, what's going to happen there? So really, for CSU, they can sit and wait as long as needed. Obviously, it's weird from the mental preparation standpoint, but practically, it doesn't change much. And CSU has had their own battles. You know, they Wednesday practice was called off because of the horrible smoke in the area. Steve Adazio, who we finally talked to on Wednesday, was not shy in hiding his disdain for some of the contact tracing protocols and how short the roster has been because of some of that. So CSU's had its own issues, but at least they are able to practice right now. So proceed as normal-ish. Like I say, 8 days is a lot of time in some ways. So we'll know a lot more, I think, come Monday or Tuesday, because once you're getting into the week of the game, you'll have a pretty good idea, because obviously, like I say, New Mexico couldn't safely go a week without practice Thursday and think they can play Saturday safely.
Yeah, so what do you think then? What exactly, Kevin, would that date be? You know, the target date when you say, all right, no, we've gone too far here. We got it. Because you're looking at the NFL, and I don't think they have anything like that. It's just kind of whatever the feel of the day is, it seems like, at this point. So what does that look like in the conference? Is there a day that you got to say, all right, we got to make this decision?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating because, you know, most conferences have set, you know, a roster number of, if you have less than this number of players available, then we'll cancel it. But the weird thing here is it's, you know, New Mexico does have some COVID cases within the team, but it's not a crazy amount. They would certainly have enough to play with the number that they, you know, currently have released. But since it's a state thing and a lack of practice thing, yeah, I don't think there's necessarily a certain day or protocol. It's going to be kind of a feel thing, but like I say, I think you would have to imagine that if the team, you know, let's say they don't practice all weekend, they don't practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'd probably be thinking that has to be called off, because then that would leave, you know, a Thursday practice, a Friday walkthrough, and then a game, which doesn't seem, you know, if you hadn't practiced for a week, that seems pretty unsafe. You know, I'm not a doctor, but that doesn't seem like a great way to prepare for football.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think there's a hard and fast rule, because obviously no one has ever done this before and no one really has a clue on the best ways to roll through this. So I would guess that's going to end up being, you know, if New Mexico isn't able to return to practice quickly, it's going to end up being, you know, kind of an extended conversation between New Mexico people, CSU people, and probably a Mountain West. And then a further discussion, which we're really going down the rabbit hole here, but why not? Is if New Mexico can't play because the state ordered them not to, is that a just no contest, game didn't happen, or is it a forfeit by New Mexico? How's the conference going to rule that one? Because, you know, certainly if you have too many COVID cases and you just can't play, that's a no contest. But this might be a little different area. But again, that's real deep in the rabbit hole. But 2020, man.
And no makeup dates, right? If we cancel it, whether it is some kind of forfeit or they just scratch it and it just didn't happen, no makeup dates at this point. So if this is canceled, 7 games for the Rams, is that right?
Yep, that's a great point, Brady, because, yeah, Mountain West, the schedule is 8 games in 8 weeks. The conference title game is basically the 9th week, so without drastically changing the schedule, there's no room for any makeups. And again, I think, you know, if we see a ton of cancellations, we'll see if maybe that can change one way or another. But right now, yeah, if a game doesn't happen, it's just gone.
Oh boy, Kevin, appreciate you, man. Hey, I was gonna start this segment before you and I talked. I was gonna talk a little bit about Nico Medved and what that schedule looks like. And honestly, I think the rivalry, CSU Wyoming, I mean, as if that rivalry really needed any more of a boost. I think there is going to be more of a boost because of Jeff Linder and all that kind of, you know, his connections to the Mountain West and, you know, the rumors surrounding him and maybe CSU a few years back. I was going to talk about that, Kevin. I mean, to me, I am more excited than ever to see that play out.
Absolutely. I think you hit that one right on the head, because Linder obviously did a great job over in your backyard there, and I think he's going to do good at Wyoming. And then you throw on, you know, CSU open practice yesterday. We got to talk to MedVet and a couple of players, and we actually brought up that Mountain West loss to Wyoming, and Adam Thistlewood, he goes, I don't even want to talk about it. He goes, I'll carry that with me forever. He goes, we're going to go and beat their butts, to paraphrase, because of sort of what CSU considered an embarrassing loss in the Mountain West opener last year. So I think you're right that rivalry is going to get another injection of energy because of a lot of those things. So really exciting. I mean, the basketball in the area here is going to be really exciting. CU should be really good. CSU, really young team, should be really good as they improve. And I'm excited to see what Linder does just up the highway. So a lot of good things happening right now. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, and CSU should be good for a while now. I mean, when you hear the news of now with basketball, the extra season of eligibility, I mean, this is a young core. What is it, 9 of 12 are freshmen and sophomores for Colorado State? So
yeah.
That only makes this team a very dangerous. I mean, probably you got to consider them a favorite in the Mountain West for the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, definitely. You nailed it. I mean, they have only 11 scholarship players, so they have two openings that are going to be filled by, you know, current high school seniors that have committed. No seniors on this year's team and only three juniors. So this team is, you know, who knows if all those players will stay and use all, you know, 5 years now that they're going to be eligible for. But the talent and the youth on this team and you know, you and I, we've been around this team, just the focus of them is kind of intriguing to watch. So obviously, you know, growth isn't always linear. It's not a straight line up, but things sure look good for the Rams moving forward on the hard court.
Yeah, no question about it. And you said it, talking about all the other basketball teams in this area. I continue to talk about it, but I really like the idea of, yes, it's special this year, but you create some kind of massive Colorado/Wyoming tournament where you know, all these teams that are fairly close to one another, and CU, DU, CSU, UNC, Wyoming. Man, I would love to see some kind of weekend tournament because basketball needs to grow in this state. And what's one way to do that, Kevin? You bring all these fan bases together and really just create a more of a rivalry. You know, it becomes a big thing to want to win that tournament. That's my crazy idea. I know there's a lot more to it, but man, I think that'd be fun for the state and the Wyoming area.
Yeah, and what's cool, I think we are going to have probably not tournament style, but I think basically that just is happening. MedVet did tell us yesterday that the Rams are playing all three front range D1 teams in non-conference play. They'll play UNC, they'll play DU, and they'll play Boulder. I believe DU and UNC will be up here in Fort Collins. CSU is going to Boulder. Obviously, CSU plays Air Force and Wyoming and Mountain West play, so at least from the CSU side, they are playing the whole state. I hope they, like you say, you know, it may not be tourney style, but I hope it's stacked up over, you know, a week and a half, get them all consecutively, because that'd be a lot of fun. But obviously, it's quite a jigsaw puzzle right now that they're,
yeah,
that they're all doing, trying to put schedules together. So I don't know if it'll work exactly like that. But at least it's a version of that idea of yours. So that's going to be really fun.
And Kevin, if they don't do anything with this, we should make our own. We'll come up with our own little trophy that's not, you know, like a physical trophy, but we'll keep a track of the winning percentage each and every year and see who wins.
Absolutely. We will make that happen.
I love it, man. Kevin, appreciate you. Crazy times. I always throw it out there, suggest people follow Kevin Lytle for the latest on all things CSU, Mountain West, even the prep side of things. Kevin, throw out that Twitter handle for us, man.
I'm at Kevin_Lytle.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend. What are you doing any prep stuff this weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow I'll head down to Colorado Springs for the state cross-country meet. That's our big thing this weekend. Actually, pretty much all the Fort Collins or football teams are on the road, so no football night, but state cross-country is always a fun one, so I'll be doing that all day tomorrow.
All right, man. Looking forward to it. You do a great job, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Nuggets fans are ticked off like you wouldn't believe. Why, for some strange reason today, Nuggets fans are furious. I'm going to tell you why after we get the latest from the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We're rocking out here on this Friday. It is good. It is a great day. Even though we don't know when and who and where and what and why, we don't know a lot of those things, but we don't need to because we're living in the moment. And as of right now, we are told the Broncos and Patriots are going to play Sunday. We're going to get Cody Rourke on the program. Cody was an excellent guest last week. He'll be joining me every single Friday. Cody Rourke, of course, is a content director at Pro Football Network, and he's solid. He's solid. He'll be on with us in Football Friday. And we'll start going through some of the big games surrounding in the NFL. And next week, we hope to add CSU to this list. I do my three keys to victory for each local team. And when I say local, I cover the Denver. I talk Broncos. I talk UNC Bears football. Well, that ain't happening this fall. I talk CSU football. I talk CU football. And I might, through popular demand, I might throw Air Force in there. I am intrigued by it. On paper, I should be the biggest Air Force fan in the history of life. I love running the rock. I love running the football, and that's all Air Force does. But they're just a little further south. I don't know if I have enough listeners that give up about Air Force. So text me if you want me to add Air Force into the, you know, it used to be Brady's Big Four, Broncos, Rams, Buffs, Bears. Maybe I'll add the Falcons. And then who knows? I'm feeling generous. I'll put in the time. I'll throw in the Cowboys. I'll throw in Wyoming if we need to. But I got to hear from you, Hooligans. Text the show. Text the First Advantage text line, 31996-31996. Got to tell you about A1 Organics. Garden, field, winter prep. Use EcoGrow compost or BioComp compost to prep your garden or field. Right around now is a good time to pay attention to this, Colfax. Right around this time, maybe a little late, but you could still fertilize and get that yard popping because you got to get it ready to go because it goes in the dormant stage here. And then it rests with that fertilizer. And then, bam, come springtime, it's green. You don't have to worry about crabgrass. It's ready to go. And the rest of your neighborhood's very, very jealous of you. That's how it worked for me. I am, you know, normally I'm terrible with this stuff, but I got to say, this year, the lawn looked the best that it's ever looked. And I think that I would put my lawn up against anybody on the block. I know that I have neighbors that listen to this program, so I might be starting kind of a rivalry here. You know, you might go into my preppy neighborhood and you're going to just see, you know, just a bunch of really pale, pasty white dudes snapping at each other, arguing over whose yard looks better. That could be a good thing. I might film that. We'll see. First Advantage text line, 31996-31996. Nuggets fans are a little upset with this. Okay, when I say, hey, we could argue this. This is not what the argument is about today. But when I tell you guys, like, hey, who's the greatest Nugget of all time? We could all agree who the top five are, probably, right? We're going to throw Alex English in there. Dan Issel's in there. Nikola Jokic probably already in there. Dikembe Mutombo, sure, we're going to throw those guys in there. We have a lot of great Nuggets, right? How many of you think Nick Van Exel? Does anybody think Nick Van Exel? I mean, so I'm on Twitter this morning, Denver Nuggets, who I love their Twitter page. I'm not trying to throw shade at them here, but They do a post, and they put a few Nuggets on the cover, and they said, let's hear them, hashtag Mile High Basketball. Who is your favorite Nugget of all time? And on the cover of this picture, it's Nikola Jokic. All right, go there. Chauncey Billups, you've heard my thoughts on that. He didn't play in his second stint with the Nuggets long enough to me to really be considered one of the greatest, but I'm still willing to go there because, again, he was an outstanding player with CU. He was an outstanding player with Detroit. I mean, he's a great basketball player. And he had two really amazing years with the Nuggets. So I'll go there. Alex English, obviously. Dikembe Mutombo, again, I told you, he played 5 years for the Nuggets, and he was an outstanding defensive guy. I still don't put him as number one, two, or three, but he's right there. All right, I'm willing to go there. Nick Van Exel. They put Nick Van Exel as the fifth guy on this cover. Now, does that necessarily mean that the Nuggets are saying that these are the top five you have to choose from? Probably not. But if you put those five guys on the cover, aren't you saying pick between these guys and tell us who your favorite Nugget is? So first off, if you just didn't have Nick Van Exel there, I'd be okay. Because you just have Dikembe, English, Joker, Chauncey. All right, fine. You're still going to have people wonder where Horseface, Dan Issel. You know, you're going to wonder where all those guys are. But where is Carmelo Anthony? The Nuggets have been to the Western Conference Finals three times in their NBA history. One with Alex English, one we just saw with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, and one with Carmelo Anthony. But instead, you put the years that Nick Van Exel, you're going to put him up? Was that on purpose? Was that to get us going? Because Van Exel played four seasons in Denver. Four seasons. He averaged over 4 years about 17 points per game. I mean, he played the bulk of his career with the Lakers. Then he came to Denver for a few stints. And he was, you know, like he was pretty good. He was the best part to a really bad team. If you remember, you know what? Maybe we should be thanking Nick Van Exel. Because without Nick Van Exel and those Nuggets, you would have never had Carmelo Anthony. Because those years before, they were awful. That's when they ultimately drafted Melo, like 3 years later. So I thought Nuggets fans are kind of freaking out about this, and rightfully so. But now I'm starting to wonder, was this all just a part of the plan here? Was this just to get us talking? One text guy says, what have you done? Like, what are you doing, Nick Nuggets? I mean, Nick Van Exel on this list? Where? And again, I would say, where's Carmelo Anthony? He should be at least considered. I know his defense was awful, but he should be considered. But if you want to leave him off, that's fine. But don't put Nick Van Exel on this mix. Yeah, you got Robert Pack. I mean, you have a lot of guys that are not there. But you put Nick Van Exel on this list. How funny is that? Some guys are like, start putting other random Nuggets on there, like Rudy Fernandez. Let's get him up there. How about Raif LaFrance? How about that? Let's get those guys. That, to me, is a little upsetting. I've talked at great length about Melo, and I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about the whole thing, but let me just say this. The Nuggets were awful before Melo got there. So let's see. Van Exel played with the Nuggets. He played with them from 98 to 2001. Those were his 4 years with the Nuggets. And, I mean, obviously his main years were with the Lakers, but the Nuggets were terrible for so many years in the late 90s and early 2000s. And so this has got to be a joke, right? I'm not trying to be disrespectful of Nick Van Exel. Really, I'm not. But when you look at the win totals of those years with the Nuggets, does this mean greatness to you? You're 40-42 is last year. Right? Because his last season, again, was 2000-2001. So I've got the schedules pulled up in front of me. You were 40-42 his last year, 35-47, a whopping 14-36. Oh, the days of McNichols Arena. 11-71 his first year there. So, again, he was averaging nice numbers. He was giving you Gary Harris numbers. About 18 points per game, 8 assists per game, so a little bit better than Harris. Harris is probably 3 or 4, so about double that. But he's a point guard, so rightfully so. Got to be a joke, right? I think it has to be a joke. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. McLean, Lenis Klaza. Yes! Start bringing, you know what? We just got into a random Nuggets thing. Text in random Nuggets players. Lenis Klaza. I loved Lenis Klaza, man. He was good. AJ, a.k.a. The Cleaner, Ajax. My goodness. Can I spit that out, Colfax? Antonio McDice was my guy. I loved McDice. I bet you I'm one of the only people that has like 7 sheets of basketball cards of just Antonio McDice cards. I loved the dude. Broke my heart when he left. What do you go to? Phoenix, San Antonio? He's been everywhere. That's one of those guys, McDice, LaPhonso Ellis, that I really feel bad because if those guys are on better teams, better overall, who knows? Because they were very, very talented guys, very talented players. But as we know in the NBA now, you need superstars and then you need complimentary guys. Imagine if they would have had a star with them. Imagine if McDice and LaPhonso were around the Melo era, you know? That would have been crazy. But yes, the Nuggets stirring it up a little bit. I'm curious, are we just messing with people? I might have to shoot Dempsey a text here and see if we're just messing with them. 12:47 the time. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, let me tell you about a great sponsor of this program, and that's On the Rocks Liquor. Go get our game beer of the week. This one's from Sam Adams Oktoberfest. It is my favorite beer. I might pick some of that up today. in preparation for No Broncos weekend. But you get it for a discount price at On the Rocks Liquor. They do this every single week. Tell them we sent you. Their store lobby is now open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for your shopping pleasure. They got their drive-thru open until midnight, 48 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Football Friday's coming up in the second hour. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
You want football? Set your dial to KFKA. Hear NFL games all season long on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Don't forget, Football Friday is coming up in the second hour. We'll get into Broncos, Patriots. We'll bring on my guy Cody Rourke from Pro Football Network. Looking forward to that conversation. My three keys to victory. We'll get to that for the Broncos. What they have to do to win. Maybe just show up and they'll be given the win. Who knows? But we'll get to that. All that coming up in the second hour of the program. You guys are now just listing random Nuggets players. I love it. Eastside Chris, don't forget Spencer Haywood, rookie number one. Noob says Popeye Jones. Popeye Jones had the same birthday as me. Again, going back to basketball card collecting, I don't know why that was an interesting thing for me, but I would always look at the back of cards and see when their birthday was. And if their birthday was on my day, that was a special card to me. I didn't care who the player was. Popeye Jones is one of those guys. Look it up, June 17th. It's a real thing. First Advantage text line 31996. Brian Stith, Michael Adams. Okay, all right, you guys are bringing in the news here. My dad met Michael Adams in the locker room. Yes, in the locker room at McNichols Arena. My dad went to a Nuggets game with my brother and my oldest sister, and they're at the Nuggets game. They hung out hoping they get autographs. That was my dad's way. He was sneaky like that, and when it worked, I have tons of autographs, and they're sitting around. Everybody's leaving. They're still just kind of hanging out. I think the truth is my dad might have just fallen asleep, and so they're just hanging out. This is a while ago, too. This is like late 80s, right? The janitor is out. There's a guy starting to clean up, and he looks up at my dad. He must have thought my brother and sister were cute kids or something, and he's like, hey, do you guys want to, Michael Adams is still here. All the rest of the Nuggets are gone, but Michael's the nicest guy in the world. You guys want to meet him? And, of course, my dad's like, yeah, that would be great. And so they go down, and they're sitting there, and Michael's he's just about ready to leave. And he's sitting there, talk for 30 minutes. I love that story because it means something to my dad. So after that, my dad, in his office growing up, he had all these cutout clips of Michael Adams, really followed along with his career even outside of the Nuggets. So that was kind of a cool story there. So, yes, random Nuggets, but they make an impact. It does happen sometimes. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. First, how about our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day? Let's get to that one. If Gordon plays, now we're hearing that he didn't practice today because he was sick, maybe, but not COVID. You have to clarify that now. So he has the sniffles, but not COVID sniffles, different kind of sniffles. And so they sent him home. Is he going to play Sunday? That will be the question. If he plays, should he start? Now, Dixon's texting in. I got a few texts on this earlier today on Facebook. It doesn't matter who starts. All that matters is who gets the work. It matters who starts. It is a thing. Just like the contracts and the money says something about it, if you are in a competing position, you're either listed as the number one running back or the number two. And it does matter. Whether it matters as much to you or I, Dixon, it matters to number 30. It matters to Philip Lindsay. Those are the kind of things, they might be little to you, but they mean something to a guy like Philip Lindsay. You are our guy. You're our featured running back. Gordon's your backup. Now, You're right. At the end of the day, it's going to be who produces more, and it doesn't matter on some of these teams. But given this situation, given the circumstances, I do think that it means a lot more who the starter is, especially this Sunday, if Melvin Gordon goes. I mean, you got to have some kind of a punishment, right? I heard today the NFL might not rule on this thing until November, early November, and I'm going to confirm that with Cody Rourke. But if that's the case, then Gordon will still play out a good chunk of the season. Well, maybe, because the Broncos have been off for 2 weeks already. All right, so when we get, we'll get to that. I want to ask Cody that question coming back. Football Friday is coming up next. You don't want to miss it. I'll give you my big three games outside of the Broncos. And when it comes to the NFL, there's some good ones on the docket. And everything we're hearing is that the NFL is still a go as far as every game, even with the Colts, even with the Falcons, even with the Broncos and Patriots. Second hour coming up next. Football Friday coming up next. We'll be right back.